All Night Appetite coming up after midnight. Darren Parkin's in the chair. Darren, two big finals to look forward to this weekend, and we'll be breaking them down, getting everyone's predictions, but also taking a look at the very interesting developments with Port Adelaide's lack of a coach.
And playing a little bit of this.
Jerry Bob! Hello, world!
Some of Peaky's finest. Did you get a run? Yeah, nothing particularly surprising selection-wise with the returning players for Hawthorn. Grundy back. Dawes has been named, but obviously that's one we'll find out at 6 o'clock tonight, probably. Yeah, in the Port Adelaide situation, interesting. They lose Ede and they lose Ratten from the reckoning. You wonder what the interview process is like when they walk in there, do the interview, and then that's it. So,
what if you were going for the Port Adelaide job? I mean,
I'll do it.
You're not far away.
Yeah, I'll do it. Would you do it? How much would you get for it? 400, 500?
If I could still do the All Night Appetite?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe via Skype, Dean Laidley style?
I was going to say it's a part-time gig anyway, so you might as well. You can do it via Skype. We can hook you up. It's 30 minutes and 30 years behind, so it should be fine.
Joining us also tonight will be Simon Legleggy. It seems Pies fans reckon the only reason they won't beat Hawthorn in the grand final is if they're playing Adelaide in the grand final. Do you agree?
That's just crazy. There's no way Adelaide are even going to make the grand final, so I'm not going to entertain that thought. Look, I know of your allegiance's tale and you're going to play it down, but I think Hawthorn are a certainty to win on Saturday.
What about the other game?
I'm leaning towards Collingwood. I don't. It's kind of a feeling. I don't necessarily have a lot of statistical evidence to back it up, but I thought they were really good against West Coast. Obviously, both sides had their opportunities, and we're going to look at the Embley miss and the stuff up there, but Collingwood were fairly dominant. They should have won by more. I think their midfield was great. There's not a weak link there, and maybe they're starting to turn the corner.
And we'll have Gemma out the back, so if that's not an incentive to call, nothing is. Although some of them out there, Darren, I suspect, prefer to speak to A-Rod when they call in.
Probably. Depends which way you lean. Could be related to the conversation currently on Finey's show, but we'll see.
That's coming up after midnight. Don't forget, jump on the Facebook page. We'll have a few questions up there, and we'll read the answers later in the show. And you can also tweet us at AllNightApp, APP.